Είστε παρέα με το SBS Ελληνικά. Βρείτε περισσότερες ενδιαφέρουσες ιστορίες στο sbs.com.au/Greek.
The book is, as the title suggests, it's about the Anzacs and the Battle of Crete. It really is one of the greatest, you know, largely untold Anzac stories of World War II, based on the events on the Greek island of Crete. You know, it just talks about how the Anzacs and the people of Crete. So when I say the Anzacs, I mean the second Anzacs, the second formation of the Anzacs, which not many people know about. Everyone knows about the Anzacs that went to Gallipoli, but not many people know about the second formation. There were only two formations of the Anzacs, and these second Anzacs. They're sometimes referred to as the forgotten Anzacs. They fought together with the people of Crete, you know, and they risked their lives for one another. And they've developed bonds, you know, that have lasted a whole lifetime because of the war and the resistance movement that, you know, while they were, I guess, prisoners of war on the island.
Yeah.
And they tried to escape. They had to escape the island with the help of the people of Crete.
And the book is focusing on stories, on human stories. You're telling us you're writing the stories of several humans, several Cretans, and non-Cretans,
yes,
as well.
Yes. So the book is written, you know, for children 10 and up, but it's also an introduction for adult readers too, to the battle, and it explores, you know, the real life adventures and misadventures of, you know, the more than 14,000 young Australian New Zealand soldiers who were sent to Crete, and it also talks about the characters, I guess, the extraordinary characters that played a part in the battle, the resistance, and the escape. You know, and some of them include Roald Dahl, the famous, you know, British novelist, who's famous for writing, you know, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory and many other titles. Other characters include Reginald Saunders, who was the first Aboriginal Australian to be commissioned as an officer in the Australian Army. He was 19 years old. You know, Horry, the little wog dog, they called him. He was a little dog, a terrier, who became the unofficial mascot, and he was smuggled into Greece and evacuated, you know.
But there were
also
members of your family that took part in the Battle of Crete, and you mentioned, you're writing about them.
Yes, so no, they're not all members of my family. A lot of them are not members of my family, but my parents have a connection to the battle, in the sense, for example, my mother is from the from a place called Asigonia, which is kind of right in the heart of Hanya, in the mountains of Hanya, and she grew up with one of the most famous characters if we can call them characters, one of the famous you know, characters of the Battle of Crete, and his name was George Psikoundakis. Now, George Psikoundakis, he's known around the world as the Cretan runner. He was an educated, you know, poor young Cretan shepherd, and he became one of the most decorated war heroes for aiding the British soldiers in the war against the Germans. And for example, one of the British soldiers that he helped was the author and scholar Patrick Leifer Moore. And he was involved in the kidnapping of General Crape, which became a film called "Ill Be Met by Moonlight," a famous Hollywood film called "Ill Be Met by Moonlight." And Patrick Leifer Moore, he was like described as a, you know, a cross between Indiana Jones and James Bond. And I talk about these people. So that's one of the connections with my family.
Nice.
Another connection is, you know, my father is from Kokino Horio, which is kind of the Akrotiri, which is the, I don't know how to describe that part of the Horyo, but it, you know, you can, it outlooks the sea, and it's between the mountains and the sea, and it was used as a lookout for the Germans. When a mountain in the village was a massive lookout for the Germans, and they used the whole of the Horyo.
Mm-hmm. It was a strategic point. It was a very strategical point.
Okay. Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Location for the Germans.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. So they used all the people in the village as, you know, to help feed the Germans and sustain them during the battle.
And just the final thing that I want you to tell us a few things. It's when you were very young, you didn't know a lot about the Battle of Crete, and you had to go to Greece and travel to Crete and see the cemetery, the Alysis cemetery in Souda, correct?
Yes.
With your uncle.
Yes. Yes. So when I was growing up in Australia, you know, I went. In primary school, they taught us about the legend of the, you know, Anzac spirit. And as an introduction, you know, they showed us the Mel Gibson film, you know, Gallipoli. And so I thought, oh, wow, you know, that's really interesting. And, okay, that's the military history of the Anzacs. And that's basically it. And I knew that Anzac Day was a public holiday. So I thought, okay, interesting. So but then when I turned 15 and I was lucky enough to travel to Crete for the first time with my father, and we went on a little trip into the center of Hania, that I discovered that there was a whole other Anzac connection between, you know, myself as a Greek Australian, and the Anzacs. And so what happened was we passed a beautiful, if I can put it that way, looking cemetery on the way back from Hania, and I noticed the Anzac insignia, and I was shocked. I didn't understand why this insignia was in the middle of Hania, basically. So we'd stopped in Souda Bay. And I said to my uncle, you know, please stop the car and explain to me, what is this? And he uttered, you know, the phrase Battle of Crete, obviously in Greek. And it was a phrase I'd never, ever heard before. And so I guess my story or my journey into finding out, you know, what this was and how was, you know, I connected to it, if I was connected to it, started from that trip.
Stella, thank you very much for your time. Tell us where we can find the book.
Yeah, thank you so much too for your interest in this story. The book is available online at Stelitsa Home. That's Stelitsahome .bigcartel bigcartel.com. So it's an online store that's dedicated to my heritage and sells, you know, homeware and accessories and the book because, you know, they all have a connection to Crete.
Thanks again for your time, Stella.
Thank you too. Thank you. Thank you, Pano, and take care, everybody.
Θέλετε να ακούσετε περισσότερες ιστορίες σαν και αυτήν? Ακούστε στο Apple Podcast, στο Google Podcast, στο Spotify ή οπουδήποτε ακούτε podcast.